I as long as we're not opening the packages directly in front like we did the last time.
Like that?
Yeah, and that was the whole podcast.
Only for Here, you.
Hey, hand me that again. I'm going to show you what the whole podcast was.
You touching it. I saw your plan.
I will show you. I'll show you what the whole podcast was. That
you sound like from
Frisky Dingo. Yes, we sounded like the guy from Frisky Dingo, wrapped in Saran wrap. The whole podcast is that.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 54th episode of Dead Zone the Podcast for mid-May 2016. In this episode, we unbox the Dead Zone Infestation Kickstarter. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, or you can go to youtube.com/c/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of the show. And now on to the episode.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Once again, this is episode 54, our unboxing of Infestation, the long-awaited Infestation unboxing. So, obviously, this is early January. My name's Jack.
I'm Rob.
And welcome, one and all, to us tearing open packaging, crinkling it in your ears, and exploring the goodness that is a Mantic box of plastic.
Meh, I give or take it.
Okay, well then, if that was the case...
I'm kidding!
Oh, okay. Oh!
I don't know, what should we start with?
I don't know. How about start at the beginning, end at the end?
So, it's terrain. We'll start with terrain, because that's the first bag I grabbed. And we got, there's, I think, four of all of these things, and Jack has yet to really see them. But, Jack, would you like to check out said terrain?
I thought that was the point of this, was to take a gander at the new terrain. And yes, we have in our hands the new Battle Zones terrain. The industrial set that has the new infestation aesthetic, and you know, it's different, but also quite a bit the same.
It's a lot more detailed, eh? Like they seem to put a lot more details onto the actual, what are they, panels, I guess?
Yeah.
And I like how the doors work now. See this door? It's got like two pegs there in the door frame. It's much. Looks like it's going to be much better than the other doors, which barely stayed in.
Yeah, I think mixing and matching these with the original Battle Zones will be a better way to do it, so that you can make everything blend, because this does look different. But no, that's good. That's good. We have some terrain here. What is next? What is next in the old box of treats?
We're looking at terrain still.
Okay, it's terrain. There's some conveyor belts and some.
Jack, you just want to get to the models.
Gangplanks and I kind of do.
No. Anyways, yeah, there's hatches and the terrain. It's pretty terrain.
Yeah, starting strong with the stuff that will probably be the last thing we end up painting. We already have a ton.
Yeah, we definitely don't need more terrain.
We bought a ton.
Bases.
I did actually want to. I have a question with the base sizes that they have in. Look at that! They have the big MDF base size still, which I still don't know what that was for. Was the big MDF bases? Was that for the Striders?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have some Strider bases in here. We have some Terraton size bases in here, and we have. The regular stock bases, which we have a ton of these as well.
Yeah, we have like thousands of bases now.
But I'm kind of digging the fact that these big plastic discs mean big fun on the horizon.
Okay, we're gonna start with the books and the dice. More D8s.
That is good. We always need more D8s.
We have a lot of D8s now.
Yeah, but you got crazy ones that you can't even tell. I have to trust what it's like. Hey, is the Cthulhu face the 1 or the 8? Don't you know the sigil from the Necronomicon is the 8? Oh, okay, I guess so.
I wish I had those dice. Those sound like the coolest dice ever.
Don't pretend.
Might have numbers on them.
Don't pretend.
They also gave you 2 sets of command dice, which is great.
Obviously.
Well, they could have just sent 1, but they sent a white and a blue set of command dice. I was afraid that they'd only send 1, then we'd be kind of in trouble to play.
We've been using some homemade command dice that I couldn't verify, since they were made of wood, I couldn't verify their ability to accurately predict. They are sufficient. I don't want to be that guy, but the paint job in the dice is shoddy at best.
Yeah, they aren't the best dice, but they'll work.
They're adequate.
Yeah, they're not like super nice dice, but
no, but we will use them.
Yeah, better than not.
Without them, we would be lost.
We'd be playing D6s and have to look at a sheet all the time.
No, we would just use the homemade dice I made that have the.
That aren't necessarily balanced.
That I don't know if they are. I can't.
They gave us a paper playmat. Folded horribly.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that is. Oh, no. See, when you print on digital stock and you fold it, you're going to get fish scaling like this. You can't do that, Mantic.
This is Jack's profession.
Oh, no. Look at that.
We'll never use this paper mat, so.
The paper mat. The color on it looks browner than I had anticipated. I anticipated a much redder, much nicer. Oh, just like the mouse pad mat that we got. Okay, yeah, that's paper mat. We'll just put this over there for now. Yeah,
let's throw it against the wall.
Yeah, this, on the other hand, is exactly what they had.
Redder, yeah.
They had shown.
Yeah, that one's almost, look at it, it's almost orange. This one's much more red.
That one lacks a lot of magenta. That one. The paper one. This looks like Mars, which I had been looking very, very forward to it. This color scheme.
And it's good to have a new mat. We have a lot of mats, but this is our only other mouse pad mat that we have.
It's a little different.
Yeah, it's thinner, I think people were saying, than the.
Yeah, it's a little different than the one we have. I like the one we have. Don't get me wrong. But I think this looks.
No, that's good. It's nice to have another mat.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain, and we've been looking forward to this. Like, when I do some basing, I'm going to have to start adding some reds. Like,
yeah, this, you make mat. It more, yeah. Yep.
And now, what can I tell you? Our mats by Mars have been very sufficient. We've enjoyed them, but...
yeah, we'll have to use this one for a bit.
Yes, because we'll be playing a couple games today, so...
There's an art print, as always, a little crunched, but it's of the Enforcers. I think it's the cover of the book.
Yeah. You gonna frame that up?
I have tons of art prints. I should just frame them all up.
I think you should. So next time we're on when we're doing the Dead Zone Monthly with Coach,
put them all behind me.
Yeah, you look professional. If you watch the video again, everyone go to Family of Gamers and watch the Dead Zone Monthly.
And we have new tokens. They have the new item tokens.
Which is good, because we've played since with the new rules, and the new rules have different items, yeah. Images for the items than we had in the even on the crates we have. And so the first time we played, we were like, what does this mean?
And I think the iconography is better on the new tokens. There's a blood splat, which obviously is wounds, but it's got a cool background. This, I think, is a reload token for like weapons that need to reload. Activation tokens, you think? I would assume.
With all the arrows in a circle? Yeah, I don't know.
And we got just item tokens.
Which is good, because those were the ones that were different. We had smoke grenades that we didn't know what they were and stuff like that.
These are VPs, I think. They got a victory thing in the back. I don't know what these big 1, 2 and...
1 and 2?
Oh, right. those are the objective markers now.
Oh!
They're cool, actually.
Okay, yeah, 1 point, 2 point.
Aren't they? I think they're prettier.
They're double-sided for maximum use. Oh, I just popped one out. Oh, my God. Well.
Oh, my God.
And the new guy was puking in the corner. Oh, my God. Yeah. No, that's good. We need the tokens.
Okay, Jack, here's the moment of truth. You get to smell the book. First time it's been opened.
I'm going to take a gander at this book for show.
Can you hear that smelling?
Ah, yeah. Yeah, it smells good. Smells good. Looks good, too.
Yep, nice hardcover.
We had seen the PDFs, and we had commented on this before, but the borders, the aesthetics of the book, everything about the book looks a little more in line with the Mantic world, has a bit more of a... I don't know. They're starting to find their feet with the brand, with what they want to put across, and how everything's going to kind of have a similar. You know, everyone knows. Oh, Dreadball kind of looks the same.
Yeah, I think they're going to change the other books to look like these ones too.
You and can then see they're heading in that direction.
Yep, and then there's the Infestation book, which just is paperback. But I thought it was thinner than this. It's actually a nice solid. Like every time I've seen pictures of it, I would think, oh, that's pretty thin. It's actually a pretty thick book. And it'd be cool to get like supplements like this, like every once in a while, get a new book.
Because Mantic, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, the hardbound cover book is nice. You're a collector. I know people, Adam Trombley from More War Radio, he loves the books. He was purchasing books to games he didn't intend to buy,
yeah,
to play.
The rules, yeah.
He wanted to scour the rules. But with PDFs and stuff, functionality of carting around big books, not necessary, hardbound, perfect bound books. This is, the Infestation book is just a saddle stitched, light. I wouldn't mind if the books came in this form. It's not as nice.
You'd rather have a soft, for the rules, you'd want a soft bound?
But like you said, we're sending out something else.
Or for extra rules, yeah.
You can wait 6 months. Or, boom, this is more than adequate for people like myself who, A, might want to carry it around, but also would want to get something quick and easy and you know.
Yeah, and it's also, that book you have to actually open, the rule book, you barely ever have to open it. So, at this one, it's the scenarios and then the specialty lists. So, I think it's better that book's... something you would carry around, where the rule book is, you wouldn't necessarily even need it. You throw the PDF just in case you have to look up a rule or something.
So, like I said, the people who want the on-the-shelf collection book, you're covered. But for the rest of us who want periodicals, like, you know, updates and stuff like this, this is just fine.
Yeah, it's cool.
This is just fine. I'm not saying it's ugly. I'm saying it's more cost-efficient, it's lighter, and it's something that you can fire out.
Yeah, just... every, like, a couple months, throw out another one.
Yeah.
It won't be that fast, but hopefully.
Skirmishes on Forsaken Worlds.
That's the thing. It never says Dead Zone 2, which might confuse people. But I think the so little was made of Dead Zone 1, like so many numbers, that there isn't many Dead Zone 1 sets out there to confuse people.
Yeah. And anyone who bought the original sets are probably playing, are updating. I don't think right now the additional sets are sitting on shelves at Walmart now.
Well, definitely not Walmart. But...
to confuse and bewilder.
So we'll take a break. We'll have a Mantic ad, and we'll be back with the miniatures, because that's what we want to see. And we're going to make Jack wait the whole time this break happens.
You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast with your hosts, Jack Fike and Rob Harper. The Dead Zone Podcast is dedicated to Dead Zone, the tabletop miniature game by Mantic Games. Visit them at manticgames.com.
Hi, this is Pat, North American Community Manager for Mantic Games, and you are listening to Dead Zone, the podcast.
And welcome back. We're here to unpackage some miniatures.
Yes, yes. This is what we've been waiting for. All these long, lonely nights of just dreaming of being able to put a Veerman together.
The first one we're going to look at is Forgefathers, because we'll get the ones that Jack doesn't care about out first.
It's not that I don't care about them.
So this is the Forgefathers Steel Warriors. We didn't go big on the Forgefathers. But, so these, I think, are the only Forgefathers we got. But you want to check them out? Hard plastic.
And they are Forge Fathers.
And it comes with on a sprue with a bunch of stuff plus a bag full of little bits like their legs and their arms and stuff.
Yeah, they are completely modular.
You could do a lot with them.
They are broken down. If you're a modeler, if you want to make a rank and file look not rank and file, boy oh boy, you could go to town with this.
Yeah, there's a lot of selection, that's for sure.
And all the there's a torso, but then it's like a ball and gimbal, arms, shoulders, legs, everything's, yeah, you could really go to town.
They have like chest plates and
that's,
yeah, they have different chest, like there's I think 5 to a sprue, but they have like the front and back of a chest of the body, and it's, yeah, it's pretty detailed.
If you're thinking, hey, I got infestation box, you I'm gonna pop it open and I'm gonna play my dwarves, no you're not.
Yeah, it's quite a bit to put together. Even the hands and the guns are separate.
If you have a job or children or have children who have a job, you're not gonna be playing anytime soon. But the hard plastic, I'm looking forward to trying. I'm a fan of the Restic. I've always said that. I've been shouted down by every other person on the planet, but
I'm now, a fan of Restic too.
Now we're in the hard plastic. That ship has sailed, so I'm looking forward to using it.
Should we go to the plague? Since once again we only got 2 plague things, and one we've already seen before.
Okay, let's see the plague.
Plague zombies. We've seen before. We've put them together before.
Yeah, so you're gonna have to take care of these bad. Oh no, these are the new plague zombies.
No, they're the same ones. New one. The new plague stage 3s are going to be in Warpath.
Oh yeah, they are. Okay, but can't not have. Oh,
the look. Aberration.
The aberration. Now I'm
careful. You're gonna throw all the pieces everywhere.
I'm lofting the pieces.
Yes.
There's a lot of plastic there. And he is bigger than I anticipated.
He's big.
That's a big... Now, see, I wish this was Rustic, because I would make him look...
He's got his 2 arms and a head. 4-piece model.
4-piece model, but it's certainly not a difficult... Oh, yeah. You slap him together, you can see what he's supposed to look like.
It looks like a gorilla.
Yeah, this is a nice model.
Look at the details on him, eh?
It very much looks like the original Plague models.
Especially the one.
But with the new... They started going in a second direction. Like, with the stage 3s are now starting to look better. They're starting to get the more detail. They're starting to...
Even his head looks like stage 1 head.
Yeah.
You gonna have some fun painting him up?
If you'll allow me to do so, I will.
Obviously, you're the plague guy.
I am the plague guy. Okay, well, I like him.
Yeah. You could probably put his hands up or... he looks like a superhero when you put his hand up. Anyways, yeah, I'm sure we should have gotten more because he's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I think on a second survey once...
Yeah, I don't think they're doing second surveys in this one, buddy.
No.
Nope, because it's all shipping in one shipment.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, we could have gotten more in Warpath, too, but we didn't, because we're like, eh.
We
regret. It'll be something we'll have to purchase at a later time.
I know for Warpath we had discussed why not, because in Dead Zone, his point costs are prohibitive to have multiples running around. But just as a model to paint, I think we did. Looking at him now, I think we did ourselves a disservice not getting a couple so that we could both get in there. And yeah.
Okay, now we got the Enforcers. First, I'll show you a bag of bits. That's the Enforcer jet bike. There's 2 in the bag.
Again, there's some bits. There's some bits. I had not anticipated this... This level of, I don't know, hobbying involved. I guess they're getting away from, it's a board game that you can set up and play in a right out of the box. It's, but I guess at this point, they know who their target audience is.
Yeah, I guess so. We also have, the jet bikes are awesome. And they're easy to put together.
How would you know?
I might have put them together too. I did open a bag and put together 2. I didn't bring them because they're still in their gray plastic, but super easy to put together.
Because of the shame?
No, you said I could do it.
Now you're implicating me in your... How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Anyways, on a different subject, we got 2 Striders. It's got all the bits for all the Striders, which is nice.
And I love me the Strider. It's one of my favorite models, and it's one of my favorite concepts in the game.
And I can't wait for Warpath for the new Ajax Strider, new different version.
I think it for me, it just touched all the right...
It touched you in all the right places?
Just like that guy in the van by the park that touched my bathing suit area. The Strider, when I first saw them, and even now, I'm looking at this...
A bag full. Once again, though, that's a bag full of bits too. Like that's a lot of pieces. Like you're talking about hobbying, but that's from the first one. I still got.
Yeah, but it's really when you break it down, there's legs, arms, and a cockpit.
And weapons.
The rest is like, oh, do you want to put on the little cape? Do you want to do this, that? It's very, very good. What are we gonna break in? Break out first. Like what are we gonna like paint up?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I'm sure you want to do the aberration sometime.
Probably.
And here's the Enforcer Pathfinders. Once again, sprued. These ones aren't as crazily to put together as the Forge Fathers. They still got, you got the torso and the bodies, but at least the torso is in one piece.
And you can mix and match torsos, legs, and arms and heads to make... No two fact. Like if you were to build this sprue and I were to build this sprue,
most likely it wouldn't be similar. You even got the person with the cape.
I love the cape. I love
the head with the cape on it, which is cool.
Yeah,
and the dog drone.
Nah, that's what that is. Now I was a fan of the first generation,
the K9 version.
This one looks like a panther.
Yes, it looks like from Transformers, remember the
cassette
Soundwave,
tape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was my favorite model too, the Panther, because it was a tape that turned into a little robot Panther.
I always preferred the birds.
See, I love the Panther. I had him, and I had Soundwave. I think that was the only one I had for Soundwave. Maybe I had the birds.
And the little wings popped out because
Anyways, that's what he looks like.
Kind of.
He looks like he can transform into a cassette tape.
Pathfinders. Now I have no doubt that you'll have enough Pathfinders.
Yeah, we have two sets of them
for games to come.
And you'll probably be doing some Pathfinders too.
Again, I've never painted an Enforcer model. I've painted Asterians. I've painted Rebs. I've painted or Forge Fathers. I think. Yes, I did. I blocked in some Forge Fathers, and I was like, I'm not enjoying this here. And you finished them up, but
yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll have to decide how we're splitting this all up. We'll let everybody know who's painting what, or maybe it'll be a surprise.
And then we'll just put them side by side. Who did what? A contest of sorts.
I don't like contests.
Oh.
It makes me cry when I lose.
But it makes you jubilant when you win. I've seen it.
I've never won.
Oh, shame on you for that bold-faced lie. You with your arms triumphantly in the air like you just won the Olympics.
I do that when I win.
Somehow the national anthem's playing in the background.
The Vinland national anthem.
But as it's playing, for some reason you're going dun 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 dun, and just running around in circles. Yeah, it's a display.
And I do yell in your face quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't think those 6-year-olds are ever going to race you again.
No, but that's the only people I can beat. We'll take another break while I can contemplate my useless existence.
You stupid kids, you think you're fast? My legs are as high as you are.
Suckers!
I don't care what sneakers you got on your feet.
They are cool, though. They blink when you run.
Countercharge. Countercharge is the first podcast totally dedicated to the game Kings of War. Join your hosts Andrew, Mark, and Rob as they delve into the world of Mantica and bring you in-depth coverage of all things Kings of War. You can find us on iTunes and at OhioHammer.com, a proud member of the Ohio Hammer Network of Podcasts.
And now, back to your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Pike.
And we're back.
That was a fantastic ad. A new one. I haven't heard that one before. Where did that one come up?
Oh, it's been there, I'm sure. Just don't listen to our podcast.
I do all the time.
We're going to save the Veerman for last, so that now we're going to look at the all the extra guys. The first guy to look at is Blaine on a speeder bike.
Blaine on a speeder bike. That...
It's a lot less pieces than the jet bikes.
a lot less pieces and a little smaller than I had first thought. In the pictures, it looked like these scythes and stuff, the blades were very, like, eh. I think that it's probably shorter than the speeder bikes.
I haven't compared them, obviously, because he's still in pieces, but he might be a little smaller than even the Enforcer jet bikes.
But that's one of those, we'll probably never use this model.
He's still cool.
Yeah, he's... And look at the fancy base he's got, too. The other ones have, like, a stock...
The jet bikes? No, they got clear base in two different heights too, which is cool.
Yeah, but the stand, the flight stand's not. This is high end.
Yeah, that one's got like almost like a Dreadball
octagonal, yeah. So you can change directions and.
Yeah, it's like a Dreadball flight stand. Maybe it is from Dreadball. They're like, wasn't the flight stand that was delaying the Kickstarter? I think it was.
Is that?
I think it was something to do with the flight stand. It was not in the original package or something.
Well, I would have rather not had a flight stand at all. I'll make my own flight stand. So what's next? What do we got? We got Blaine on a jet bike, and now we, what?
Here's some Asterians we got. It's the Khaleesi, the
Cheesecake Factor.
And the Metal. These are definitely the worst miniatures, I think, that's in the new one. Metal Fantasy Elves. Lots of flash.
Oh,
really delicate. Like,
the bow's already bent.
Yeah, delicate bow. Well, it's metal. You can bend it back, but still. Not a fan. I might just make them, put them on a multi-base and make them as Kings of War Army. Allies to my Kings of War Army.
And was there any mention of why these were metal?
Well, it's because it's a low... Anytime it's in metal, it means that they're not many being made. Because they're doing it in-house instead of sending it to China.
So you're saying this is probably a one-time, like, these will be rare for...
Well, they'll be, they're at least expecting not a lot of people to want them. And I can see why.
yeah.
They're not, they are definitely the afterthought. First of all, I don't know why Asterians would be dressed like that in the first place. I understand the fluff for it, but I think there's something in, unfortunately, there's something in 40K that the Space Elves in 40K have a unit like that, and for some reason they felt the need to make a unit in Dreadball, or I mean in Dead Zone that is like that, which I think is the wrong way to do things.
Yeah, but they're pretty shoddy. They're ugly, and I hate them. But there's a little part of me is back around 1987. And I expect to say, oh, flip it over and see Ralparth on the bottom. And,
yeah, they do look like Ralparth miniatures.
And go, okay, I like, there's a part of me, like, deep down inside.
That, good, you can paint them then.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no. 1985 me would be like, yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Me, I'm like,
I really don't like metal miniatures, and yeah. But there's other metal miniatures in this that are great, so we'll get to those.
Someone might want that as a prize. One of our listeners might go, hey, you know what? I really want to build like a huge legion of the of Khaleesi, and then we'll hand them off to them or something.
I wouldn't promise that to anyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Next is the Forward Observer for the Enforcers. He's cool. It's hard plastic.
Nice hard plastic. He has the Enforcer aesthetic.
I like his helmet slightly different. It's like a faceplate instead of a... It's like almost like a visor instead of the regular helmets.
But you can most certainly... Yeah, it's got a little camera on the side of the helmet, a little thing. You can most certainly throw him in, paint him up like the rest of your Enforcers, and he's got that look.
Yeah, he's going to be a leader for the Elite List, so that's cool. Yeah. I'm looking forward to him.
Base him up real special, so he has that gravitas of a leader and
gravitas. And now on to the metal single figures, they call them, but they're like the heroes,
which have always been the last for us to paint, but have always been the most enjoyable.
Feel the weight of this guy. This is the orc.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
He's the guy, the orc on the jetpack, but his jetpack's all metal, too, so he weighs about 1,000 pounds. He's some heavy metal, that guy.
This is a skyscraper, and he's got, even the plume of smoke he rides is metal, and it looks like...
Yeah, it's a good pound of metal right there.
sweet Jesus. Now, again, it is metal and it's kind of like, you got to work this. You're going to need an anvil of your own. You're going to need a forge of some sort. But, boy, that's a lot of metal. But you know what? As a single figure and as something new, like, when was the last time you had to prime something so vigorously because you knew it's metal and it was just going to flake off? Like,
I had some Infinity models I bought that were metal, and I am not a fan of metal miniatures.
No one is.
You're trying to shove his smoke plume into his butt.
I'm just seeing where I would, because I don't like the smoke plume.
Yeah.
Where I would use a flight stand. Affix a different, like, one that I made myself.
Yeah. But he's a heavy metal character.
He's a character, all right. A little rapscallion. Full of tomfoolery and hijinks, this one.
And we also have the Hund Bounty Hunter, also in metal.
Now, he's the guy with the multiple arms, with the multiple
And he has two different head options. One's he's a hero, and the other one's he's just a Hund.
And Of the different races that I see on the horizon, these guys are different enough. Like, they've already got the Sorax with the arm tomfoolery.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's always room for more.
Arm tomfoolery?
Yes, arm tomfoolery. You can, this is a bold statement, but you can put me down in the yes column for arm tomfoolery.
I would never have guessed.
Well, I'm surprising. My stances on things can be shocking, if not downright disgusting.
And here's the Reb leader, Adrian Nikolovsky, the Sphere.
And I've been looking forward to him.
Sephir.
Seeing him.
I think it's a girl.
No, because Kish, they unless there's like A cups and D cups, this is not a female. It can't be.
I guess Adrian can be a boy's name too.
Yeah.
Is it Adrian or Adriana?
I don't know.
No, it's Adrian. Yeah, I guess I always assumed it was a girl, but you're right. It could be a boy's name.
And only because I put together a Kish. And
Kish is a female version of the...
And
she is a female.
That race does have memories.
For some reason, fish race with memories, but hey.
You know what? You gotta... They look like hammerhead sharks. They've got tails, but... Yeah, I like him. And he's one that... I think the reason we like the individual models, even though they get painted last, is because once you paint a full strike team of new models, and especially with the plague, they all look the same, or the armor of the dwarves, eventually, like, oh, okay, you know, I've painted them now.
Yeah, you want to do something separate?
You get something like this. This looks like a little showpiece model that you could just focus on this one. You don't have an assembly line ahead of you. And you just go, I'm going to make him look the best I can. And he's a nice looking, he'll be a treat at one point.
And last of the metal miniatures is the Territon Shock Trooper. It's a male Territon, so smaller than the females, which the other ones are. The other Reb Territon and the Plague Territon are females. This one's a male, so he's more of the Dreadball-sized Territon. And he's pretty cool. I like how his body and his head is all one piece, pretty much. You just got to throw his arms on and his tail.
And he's detailed enough, different enough than the other ones. I don't know enough about the stats yet. I haven't looked at them. But he kind of... He looks badass enough that if you painted him, you'd want to use him.
Yeah, I suppose they're really good. We haven't used any of these guys yet.
No. We're just unboxing them. We haven't had the chance to.
Yep. We haven't
proxied them.
Yeah.
We're not proxiers though.
Not usually. No, not really.
The thing is, some people who you know, I've seen battle reports. People are proxying all over with the new stuff because they want to know. That's not us. We don't need to know how we're adjusting our future lists for tournaments.
That's true. We don't really care.
What we play is, I love this model, it's going in. And that Shock Trooper, I think, would go into an army.
He is a mercenary. He can go into any but Plague, I think. So.
Well,
and we'll take one more break. We'll come back and talk about the main topic of this whole unboxing, the Veermen.
The Veermen, yes.
Brand new faction, never seen before.
Hopefully we got a bunch. Yeah.
We did get a bunch.
Good. Come on back.
OG Andrew and the coach here, and we would like to tell you about our YouTube channel, Family of Gamers 777.
Family of Gamers covers the hobby from topics like airbrushing, painting, building, converting, unboxings, interviews, and much, much more.
We go over in-depth tactics and battle reports of games like Dead Zone, Warhammer 40K, X-Wing, Kings of War, and Wild West Exodus.
So go over to Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube and become part of the family.
Hey, this is Jack from the Dead Zone Podcast, and you've been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast.
With Jack from the Dead Zone Podcast.
So much Dead Zone Podcast, it'll make you vomit.
And we're back. With the Veermen.
See, that ad I'd heard before. That one I hope so. I remember that one.
And the Veermen. The first set we're looking at here, I think are the... I have no idea what any of these... I think it's Stalkers.
Yeah, the names were not... when we saw pictures of the paint and stuff, we started to get like, okay, this is that, this is that. Now we're looking at dark gray plastic of just like a slew of sprues. So forgive us if we don't know which each individual one is in its final form.
And we do have 20 of these. They're the troopers of the Veermen.
20 of these?
Yeah, 20 of them.
Okay. Good. I'm seeing some backpacks and some,
lots of tails, lots of gas masks,
lots of knives. They like their knives.
Yep, they look good. Yeah, there is lots of knives. And there's some flamers and some big guns with shields on it. Look at this gun with this shield on it.
Good. You know what? Because we've got plenty of other armies now. Like, this is what really we've been waiting for.
Yeah, it's the unique armies.
You've had Pathfinders before. I've had Plague Brutes. Like, nothing. This is basically Infestation for us.
Yeah, this is the new thing. The new smooth. We got a lot of it. And this one is the only Restic in the set. I can't remember what they're called, but there's five of them. Night Terrors, maybe?
Ooh.
A lot of options on those guys. But yeah. You can tell they're older because they got the disc on the feet.
They do. They have the little plug it into the base sitch going on here.
Lots of little bits, though.
So how long have these little rat bastards been hanging out? If they modeled them with the
The Warpath had Veermen in it. So the old Warpath had a few Veermen sets, and that's probably one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's there's a lot of little bits. Once again, a bunch of tails, claws, and things. And now we're going to the bigger guys. Nightmares.
Nightmare. I'm having a nightmare.
And
go back to bed.
Look at the size of those guys. These are legs.
That is going to make a big model. These are the ones that have the big drill guns, the big, it looks like a toxic waste sprayer.
Yeah.
They are big. They are far bigger than the regular Veermen troops.
Yeah.
But they're almost on par with, say, a Plague Stage 2?
Yeah, I would think somewhere in there, yeah. But look at the size of that gun with his arm out.
They are big.
And then there's their legs. They made them crouching down so they wouldn't be too tall.
And we don't have stigmata on
ours. That's right. We forgot to check.
No, we didn't forget. I just checked.
I know. You forgot to remind me to check. But yeah, I never even thought about that before. We were afraid that these ones... But I think that's their feet. So it doesn't matter. It's on the bottom. But yeah, they don't have... There was in the production pictures, there was some flaws.
Yes.
But they aren't in this. It was kind of like that. Where they're one... What is this? Another arm or something? It's got like a little dent in it.
Just a little dimple, and we thought, oh, that's odd.
But those are feet anyways. We thought they're hands, but they're feet.
And they've got gas masks, which are always a plus.
Do they have non-gas? Yeah, they have non-gas masks or gas masked. Gas masked. And there's four different heads for these two models, so you can do a lot of variety, and you're going to have a lot left over to make some more rat heads. Your plague can be stomping on some rat heads.
A throne of rat heads.
A throne?
Sitting atop a throne of rat heads.
It's the name of my album.
Yes, a spoken word. It's a one-man show. It was off Broadway. It got critical acclaim.
And here's the things that me and Coach figured out are either one progenitor, because he's a hero, so you can only have one, or a Maligni.
Wow.
Maligni is the progenitor's regular stat line.
It looks like he's got a...
sniper rifle is for the progenitor, and then there's like a
arm-based sprayer on the other. And what's this material? This is some pretty soft, malleable.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's like the other plastic. I'm not sure.
Well,
pieces everywhere. Well, Jack just poured pieces everywhere. We no longer have enough pieces to make.
No, we don't have a Maligni or a progenitor. We have a couple torsos.
They're the mid-size. They're like, or I'd say orc size.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I'd have liked my rat men a little more naked.
Yeah.
Like more.
These are much more like covered in stuff.
Yeah, they are very much like sacks and bags, and they're like a Liefeld version of rat men. But
and they got little tails.
I'm looking forward to fielding and playing with these. Like we might have to get some Veermen on Veermen violence going on.
We have a lot of things, and they do have they have like there's two in a pack, so I guess there isn't any weapon options. I thought there would be more weapon options, but
well, if those are a specific single model type deal, you probably get you build both of the single guys, and then you're.
Yeah,
that's it for them. You have so many options with the troops. The troops there. If you're still looking for options with,
well, we have four of these. That's the thing, right?
You have what?
There's four of those guys.
Really?
Yep. Next, we have the vehicle, which is the chem thrower, and this is something that it's smaller than I thought it would be.
I agree. It's a tricycle type thing with a big bulbous cannon at the top.
So there's two different versions. You got two different guns. And then there's two crewmen that come with it.
It looks like the dwarf drill.
Yeah, about the same size.
Same size. You're not riding it. It's not a vehicle per se. It might the stat line might say it's vehicle.
Yeah, but you're not. Yeah, you're pushing it. And
That's
well. The Inferno drill isn't a vehicle either, but that's
clearly by definition. If it says vehicle on that, no one's really riding this thing around too much. But I like it. It with a little bit of modding and a little bit of if you have like how many did we get of these things?
One, just one.
One? Oh, I was going to say, you could put a couple of these out and just a little bit of modding, make them look different. Like the, with all your crazy boxes, you've got quite a few of those orc tricycles.
Yeah.
And we made them look different. We were using them for scenery because we weren't using they didn't have stats per se for Dead Zone. I like it.
Yeah, it's cool. And we're getting to the last bit here, the heroes. The Broodmother comes with two progenitors, so two more progenitors in there, same as we saw. But here's the actual Broodmother, and there's her body. She's a pretty big body.
A big, fat, bulbous body.
Oh, her arm came off the screw there, but she got a nice hand and her head.
Yeah. You know what? I know what her official special power is, and I don't care for it.
No.
We had devised in our own, we home ruled already what her special power was actually going to be.
Making little rats?
Instead of having one model that leaps in front of her, she's going to, for us anyways, we're going to have to devise some sort of rat whelp system where she actually just spits out offspring on the battlefield that satellite around her. Very, you know, shoot six, fight six, just...
Yeah.
I think for something called the Progenitor...
No, she's the Broodmother.
Or for the Broodmother... mothering a brood sounds more fun.
And she's got her big staff.
And it's
got that plastic's a little bit more bendy, so you can plug the backpack into her back.
Yeah,
which is cool.
I kind of like the model. It looks she's got the rat head, but she's got like a little tiara on, and
she got her legs. Yeah, and her big tail.
And that's a big tail. That is certainly a bit bigger than the we're accustomed to. And again, you can mod that up, move the tail around a little bit, move the staff around a little bit.
Yeah, she's cool.
That will make a nice model. That's one when you're just like, I just want to paint one, and I want to spend all the time on it, not blocking it in, going to the next one. But she's gonna look nice.
And last, for the miniatures is the Piper.
The Piper with the rat swarm-esque.
He's got a staff, and then he's got two rat swarms. One of them coming out of a pipe, and one just being around. And the detail on the rat swarm is a lot better than the detail on the plague swarm.
I wish I could get another plague swarm. These look like the rats that were on the plague swarm. I had to dispose of them. But, you know, I don't know about the rules and whatnot, what his dealio is. But hopefully, at some point, they sell
just the rats,
just the swarm away from him. Because some people might want to
have... Well, I think he can produce a lot more than just those two, so...
If you want to paint these ones up and make them different from the others and stuff, like...
Yeah, it'd be nice that they offer, like, a pack of 5 rat swarms.
This little rapscallion. There's a little hole.
He stuck his little head out.
He's peeking out of the... peeking out of the... it's a sewer pipe, and they're all coming out the end, but there's one just like, "Hey, everybody!"
He's peeking his head out the hole.
I'm just looking out this little hole.
So that's all the miniatures.
Well, already we got quite the haul.
We'll have to decide who's painting what. And I think that wraps up this episode.
Unless you want to divvy up on the air, or if you have to make do a shout out to some sort of show that we're on in the near future, or you want to do some sort of
no.
No.
Dead Zone Monthly will be coming up soon. We're also Community Pat has a new podcast on the Freebooters Network. If you look on iTunes for Freebooters, or you go to Freebooters Network, you can search it on Google. It's called Mantic Radio. He's doing that monthly, and we're going to be on a future episode in a bit.
It will be episode 4. So
yeah, he just did episode 1, and I think it's monthly, so it'll be a few months. But we had a little thing on there.
Just wait till 4. The other ones, you know, probably not so good. And I don't know what kind of hack frauds he's got on there, but it's just no loss.
And he interviews a bunch of people. It's an interview show, so it's cool. And yeah, I think that's about it.
And it was an interview show that we didn't. We basically just horse around a bit. Probably could have been much more professional. Probably could have stated what this show's about.
Yeah, that wouldn't be us.
No, it wouldn't have been. Not at all.
And Dead Zone Monthly, forgot to mention, is on Family Gamer 777 on YouTube. It's a live show, and we'll let you know on Twitter or Facebook when it's going to be on, so you can come and enjoy it live. And we should be recording that soon with Coach and his friends, because it's fun.
Yes, yes. It's going to be us, Coach, and then whoever else he wrangles into, you know, hopefully he mixes it up.
Yeah, not have us on it. That'd be smart.
Well,
if he knew it was good for him.
He would distance himself from us. It's very, true. Very, very quickly. Like, just at arm's length isn't even enough. Like, he just go, "Guys, you know what?
It's been fun."
Yeah, and it wasn't really. I just lied to you, but...
I was being nice.
I was being nice, but being nice to you has gotten me ignored by Mantic, so...
Less than ignored. Actively shunned.
Shunned. Shat upon.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Until next time, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And we'll be back with a real episode 55.
55. Can't drive 55.
I guess so. Sammy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions.
You don't listen to our old podcasts?
I edit them.
Our old ones?
Once I finish editing them, I never hear them again.
I just listened to episode 14 the other night, and
why would you listen to that?
it's our brand. You can't turn the mic off.
I don't.
What if this gets out? What if this gets out on over the air? People are like, he thinks his own stuff.
Well, I'm sure this is going to be at the beginning of the episode.
Why would I listen to something that they even think is?
I don't even go back and listen to like the audio. like the new old time radio stuff. That might be actually entertaining.
That is shameful because Santa Claus versus the Devil is the funniest. The first 5 minutes of that is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I've never heard it. I think we listened to it here once.
I've made you listen to it. Yeah, but anyways, episode 14, we were talking about, we had just played a game. It was the first time you had played Nastanza.
Oh.
This was probably a year and a half, 2 years ago. And
really? Was that early in the podcast, eh? That
we episode 14, Nastanza? Yeah. And we said, okay, well, this is going to be fixed any second now. This was 2 years ago. This can be fixed any second now because it's just so broken. Nastanza is still not fixed 2 years later.
All you have to do is fix her points. Make her look 50 points.
Yeah.
Like, if you made her 50 points, she'd be worth it.
Or it wouldn't be something that you took every time. Yeah. Okay, then. I can close the blinds so that they baffle a little bit of the...
I don't think it doesn't matter. There's always going to be car noises.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't matter. You want to start?
Okay. Apparently you don't. You think the product... You don't think anything works, and you don't care.
I don't think the product... Oh, our product. Not their product.
Oh, right, right.
Oh, I do believe our product. We do our best.
But it's not good enough. Nothing works.
But I'm not a perfectionist, so I don't care.
Oh.
So yeah, I'm like... I'm gas.
Is that what that smell is?
I fill my container. I never go above the edge.
So you're a heavier than air gas, perhaps like a propane or something that just sits into its container.
I fill my container and then
that's it. And anything else would just bubble over the sides and hit the floor.
Yep.
It does. There's no lofty goals.
It never lofts above. Yeah.
Never lofts.
You have been listening to the Dead Zone podcast, and now. A word from the fine folks at Vinland Old Time Radio.
You think this is funny? Oh, you don't?
Oh.
Then maybe you'll find Vinland Old Time Radio more of your liking.
More of your liking indeed, Rob.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com. It's where the funny lives.